text out whatever's going on in your mind so we can get to the talk world. And Kenny Kessler's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the case, ready to work things over here for our Friday programs. It's the 9th of August. Yeah, 9th of August. Whew. Yeah, no, isn't it? Good God. Watch that clock go tick, 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 talk, 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 talk. Oh, speaking of talk, we're here to do that. Ken's monitoring social media, the things that people have on their minds that they may not be able to get off of their chest. Does that make sense? We go from our mind to our chest. It's an interesting expression, isn't it? Let's get that off of our chest. 888-302-3684 for you to get it off of your mind or off of your chest. Or both of those things, if the things go from your chest to your mind or your mind to your chest. What the hey? Let's get at it here. Yesterday, the State Department ordered more evacuations in response to what is being called a specific threat on an embassy in Pakistan. And meanwhile, more suspected al-Qaeda militants killed in drone strikes in Yemen. 8 drone strikes in Yemen over the past 2 weeks. How many civilians do we have an idea? How many civilians have been knocked around because of that, Kenny?
I don't think there has been an official release on the numbers. There's supposed to have been between 30 and 40 people killed, I think, at least in the last week. And all of those are not top al-Qaeda operatives, but haven't.
Mm. Yeah. And that's
and
why...
Of course,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and of course they're saying that it was all civilians, but...
Right. Wasn't it? Yeah. Then we're saying it was all bad guys, and
right.
Of course, neither of those two answers is correct. Here's host Jim Scott. As we listen to and monitor lots of these talk radio programs around the country for your edification, that is what it does, is help us sort of put the, I don't want to say spin, because every host has his own point of view and presentation policy, but there is room to believe that there's sometimes more than one way of looking at an issue, so we try to bring you as many different ways so you can react or feel, yeah, I agree with that, or no, I don't agree with it. And that's what the two-way conversation is about. Anyway, Jim Scott talks to his pal Colonel Dean Smittle on his program, military analyst, about the increasing drone strikes over there.
I'm looking at the latest information here. A drone strike kills 6 suspected militants in Yemen. Boy, oh boy, they're turning the drones onto Yemen, aren't they?
That's right. They ramped up the drone strikes here. And, of course, they 4 of them rapidly in succession. That's a direct result of that chatter on the intelligence, looking at what al-Qaeda leader has urged the groups in Yemen affiliate to attack Western targets. He told them to do something. And, of course, in order to disrupt that plot, they have ramped up the drone strikes.
And in some ways, the president is saying, do something. And they're really trying to disrupt things here. I think just trying to buy, well, not just, but they're trying to buy time to some extent.
Yeah, that allows some time to go out and maybe follow their intelligence sources and pick up some of these bad guys before something happens. But the U.S. State Department echoed the seriousness of the situation Tuesday by announcing that it had ordered the evacuation much of the U.S. embassy in Yemen, capital Sanaa,
right,
and urged all Americans to leave the country immediately, Jim.
Now, don't we have some special forces teams there?
We do. Those guys go out and they search out the bad guys and call in drone strikes. And, of course, they train also the Yemeni counterterrorism forces. And it looks like the U.S. military carries out drone strikes in Yemen from its base in Dubuque, while the CIA flies armed drones from a separate base in Saudi Arabia, Jim.
Give me some numbers about drone strikes. And stuff.
16 strikes this year in Yemen. Last year, a record of 54 strikes occurred. The Pentagon said it will keep an undisclosed number of military people in Yemen to support the U.S. embassy and monitor the security situation there. U.S. officials did not specify how many Americans were flown out of Yemen or where they were taken.
Boy, Dean Smittle sounds like he better check in with the doctor. He's not sounding too strong these days. All right, anyway, but he's been on with Scott for a long, long time. 888-302-3684. All right, so what's the thread, the pulse of people who are following us in terms of how the terror threat affects us and us being in the Middle East and that sort of thing, Kenny?
Richard says, get ready for endless bogus terror alerts terminating in staged terror attacks by our government.
Staged terror attacks on the people in these other countries, you mean?
I'm assuming that's what he means.
Okay, what else?
And Miguel says terror warnings are pointless.
And then people don't seem to pay any attention to him here, do they? Doesn't seem that anybody...
I think we did, shortly after 9/11, I think we were all paying attention.
Yeah.
But it's you know, it's been 12 years, and we've got things to do, and people just don't pay attention. We've heard it so many times.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything anymore.
It's Lahore, Pakistan. That's where the diplomats have been called out. Lahore, Pakistan. Yemen officials say that the drones killed 12 people in these three different airstrikes. So that's the top of that. Here are, this is host Joe Galusi talking to terrorism expert Gil Torres about the president's comments regarding Al-Qaeda being decimated and on the run.
Is Al-Qaeda on the run? I don't know. What do you think about those apples, Gil? Are they on the run, really?
I don't know that Al-Qaeda's on the run, but, you know, I agree that they've been beaten up a little bit, but I wouldn't lay down at this point and think that they're ineffective.
What has he done right? What has the president done right dealing with these people?
Oh, gosh, you know, don't have that much time. I don't know that, you know, I can enumerate anything right or wrong or whatever. I think you do the best with what you got. You know, Al-Qaeda or any terrorist group, you know, they don't show their face. They don't wear uniforms. They don't, you know, they don't fight fair. I think it's tough to put a number or a yardstick to it. But I kind of feel that, you know, there have been some good things happen, but I wouldn't come out and say, well, we've got them under control.
You know, I think we've maybe defeated one model, one branch, but not the organization. And Al-Qaeda is, you know, a fractured organization that's based on regional groups and regional conflicts. They're just about everywhere over there.
Well, I mean, you're right. It's not, I don't see it as a homogeneous group. You know, they have their own factions, their own little branches and spheres. And I just don't see it as something that you can make a blanket statement and say, okay, we've defeated them. They're on the run.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if we'll ever completely eliminate the terror threat, Gil, because we're attempting to defeat an ideology. Right? An ideology, an idea, a way of thinking. So, and don't expect surrender either by these people.
You're going to do it. That's like trying to stamp out a religion. I don't think you're going to do it. You know, if as long as there's a believer out there, you've got to feel that he may be a bone of contention later on.
888-302-3684. Some callers coming up as Americans advised against traveling to Pakistan. The mass killings continue to plague that nation. Thoughts on that and in general the terror alerts as we continue here on the Good Day program.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. Wow. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
you too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick.
For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil. Tire balancing tax and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings 101 sale starting Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Instead of callers, let's listen to this excerpt from a program hosted by Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talking to military analyst Colonel David Hunt about closing the embassies.
Colonel, the terror threats, these 19 embassies shut down. Yeah. You know, first of all, tell me I'm crazy if I think it's a wag the dog diversion. You certainly can do that. But if you don't, would you comment on the reasoning behind them? And do you think it was sound intelligence that we received, if you believe them?
I think it was wag the dog. This is why. Every day we could close embassies all over the Middle East. The way that we did this, you remember we were talking about 1,500 Marines were being prepositioned to react to any one of these multiple embassy closures. And all of a sudden, in the second day, the Marines were moved out. Then, at the same time, we reopened Kabul and Baghdad. They're actually fortresses. And then we leak the worst. We actually tell everyone who the two bad guys we were listening to.
Mm-hmm.
That's reprehensible. Then we say we got a secret indictment and we arrest one of the leaders from Benghazi. Oh, and by the way, here's a secret indictment so you can read it. So it's Susan Rice's first shot at being in charge, and it was an overreaction. And to our friends like Yemen, we really threw them under the bus. Al Qaeda, yes, is diffused. Al Qaeda has gotten probably bigger. But the closing of the embassies is as much a political statement as it is security.
When we close, there is the issue that when you close embassies, you're kind of conceding that you can't handle security. And we're trying to avoid talking about Benghazi. Is there an argument to be made that, that's what embassies are for there, and there are risks to the embassy, and maybe we should focus on security and keep these open instead of closing them? Any validity to that argument?
That'd be my argument. I would like once to have an aggressive State Department and demand from the Department of Defense, we need more Marines at these embassies. We need. And we spend some money on this. But closing is saying we cannot protect.
Edward Snowden next up here on the Good Day program.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Most people recognize Paul McCartney, right? I think so. Back in the USSR, we are not, well, I suppose we're being heard. Do you think, actually, I've never gotten an email from anybody in Russia. I've gotten email from a lot of different countries, China all the time, places in Africa a lot. Many South American countries check in as they listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program at DougSteffen.com or any other number of places where you can find us, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com, all over the place, and TuneIn Radio and Stitcher all carry the program, either live or excerpts from it. So if you're in the USSR, tip of the hat to you. Here's a story about something going on over there, in fact. The latest on Mr. Edward Snowden and his temporary asylum in Russia from Moscow correspondent Kirit Radia talking to radio host Dan Proft.
Where is Snowden right now as far as we know?
Well, as far as we know, he's in Russia. That's all his lawyer will say. Apparently, for security reasons, he won't tell us exactly where, but the assumption is he's somewhere in the Moscow area, but exactly where he is, we don't know. And when you ask U.S. officials, they insist they don't know either.
And what's the sense of the reasoning behind Russia's decision to grant 1 year's worth of asylum?
Well, the decision-making process is rather opaque here, as you might imagine. But if you talk to analysts, they're possibly several factors at play. Number one, it should be said that Russia was rather reluctant to give Snowden asylum. I mean, they really kept him in that airport for a month and a half trying to figure out exactly what they wanted to do with him. Had they wanted to let him in, they could have done it much earlier. If they wanted to kick him out, they could have done it much earlier as well. But as far as why they decided to do it, there's a sense that for at least domestic reasons, there was some mileage to be gained out of that. And then let's not forget the fact that Snowden is somebody with a lot of information and a lot of technical know-how that the Russians would, of course, love to get their hands on. There's no indication that they have at this point, but let's not forget that that's something that would be of interest to them, at least at some point.
Robert Stone, a Hollywood producer, has an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal where he references Edward Lee Howard, who was the last, he was a CIA employee that sought asylum, got asylum in Moscow, and lived over in Europe for about 15 years before he mysteriously died when I guess his utility had run out. And Robert Stone kind of reminds in an open letter to Edward Snowden reminds us all about Edward Lee Howard, because essentially saying that, Mr. Snowden, things may not go as swimmingly as you may expect in Russia, and I wonder if you've been in contact with Snowden's attorney, the thinking is about how they're going to be treated and how long he really wants to stay in Russia, kind of what the game plan is.
Yeah, as you might imagine, they're not being very forthcoming with what they plan to do. Maybe that'll become clearer over the next couple of weeks, but for the time being, he's been out 1 week, and they haven't really released much information about what he plans to do next. It's worth keeping in mind that Snowden doesn't have many options. He basically has stay in Russia or go back to the U.S. and stand trial. He has those potential safe havens in Latin America, but getting there, as you may recall from the earlier reporting, is difficult for him. There are no direct flights from Russia. He would have to go through some territory that would most likely extradite him to the United States. So, if you put yourself in his shoes, he's sort of faced with, stick it out in Russia or go and face trial. And he's obviously chosen to try his hand in Russia and avoid prosecution.
The Good Day Program. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Aniston may get married this weekend. Those of you who love gossip, those of you who want to talk about the stars, are they planning to tie the knot this weekend in their home? Wow, wouldn't that be exciting, huh? We'll find out about it till Monday, but it's worth speculation time, right? 28 after the hour, speaking of time.
Insight Daily Radio.
Bakersfield, the new duets record from Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, pays tribute to Buck Owens and Merle Haggard. Merle's Fight Inside of Me, featured on the record, is both lyrically charged and musically powerful, as Vince explains.
The intro to Fight Inside of Me, here's a song that has arguably the most definitive intro in the history of Merle Haggard's songs. Every guitar player plays it. Every guitar player knows it. When it happens, you know exactly what song it was. So rather than play it note for note, I tried to find a way to play it in a new way, but still honored what it was. And it was one of those songs of Merle's that when you first look at it, you think it's a song about a guy saying, you better, whatever. And then you really dive into the lyric of it and find out that he's really sticking up for our men and women that served our country. And it had such an interesting impact on me. It was an emotional impact because I've done quite a bit of work over the years with our men and women that serve our country, and I've seen firsthand what sacrifice really, really looks like. And it was not that tough guy mindset that I originally thought that song meant. I had a whole new respect for Merle. We talk about what was going on in our culture and our country in those days, and I think that was one of the first times in our country's history where it was kind of like that. We had conservatives against the hippies or the whatever, and just a great song, once again, in the hands of his pen, in the way that he would craft the way you tell that story, you really, I think, get the beauty and angst of sacrifice.
Bakersfield, the new duets record by Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, is available now.
Visit us on the web at Insight Daily.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
And more important,
search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Getting it gone, getting it on, getting it.
We've always wondered.
Pushed forward, I guess, on the list of what's going on in conversation. The important stories of the day are on our minds. Ours being Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen, and yours too, I hope, as you get the first shot at the news nuggets that many people will be talking about from the point of view of others who are listening to some of these news talk radio and television programs that we're monitoring. And so that's kind of the combo here, the soup in this hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Many people have been talking this week about the Fort Hood trial of the shooter who says, hey, I did it, so why are we having a trial? Let's get a wraparound first from Shepard Smith, who talks to military analyst Jeff Ifra about the money we are spending, you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer America, to pay this guy, despite the fact that everybody knows he did it, he admits that he did it, so why are we still paying the guy is the question.
He's still getting paid nearly $300,000 in salary as he sits behind bars. The reason is Major Hassan is an active duty member of the military. That's why we call him Major Hassan. And the jury has convicted him of a single solitary thing. That he says he's the shooter does not matter. You and I are paying him. Now some Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill to stop the cash flow, not just for Major Hassan, but for any service member charged with rape, sex assault, or capital offense. Now I get it. Understand what they're thinking, because they look at this guy and they go, damn. Problem is, not everybody who is charged with a crime committed a crime. For ejemplo, what if someone says, that person raped me. That person raped me. We're going to trial. It's a he said, she said. Later they find out that never happened. And now this person hasn't been paid. You could lose your home. You could lose your car. I mean, you can't do that, right. Can you?
Well, currently, you certainly can't do that. It's against the military procedures, and obviously that's going to offend a lot of people. And I understand the basis and the thrust of what the Republican lawmakers are sponsoring here, but I think that if they want to focus on righting a wrong, what they should really be focusing on here is the victims, and it's the victims who haven't been paid and don't qualify for any type of payment. And I would rather prefer to see, and I think most Americans would prefer to see, that the priority among Republican lawmakers and all lawmakers right now is to qualify those victims so that they're entitled to some sort of payment for their treatment, for their emotional distress, and for everything else. And I think that should be the priority. Look, and in a month or two, this guy's going to be convicted, and once he's convicted, he's not going to be receiving any checks anymore.
You're referring to the fact that they did not consider this a combat death. If they were combat deaths under the rules of the military, the families would receive compensation.
Correct.
And so that's not how they classified us. They need to figure out another way to do that, you're saying. Here's another problem. If he wants it, whether what our viewers feel or how I feel or you feel about murder by government doesn't really matter. We're one of the few nations on the planet that still lets the government kill people for doing things wrong instead of just locking them up. But if what this guy wants to be is murdered by government, do we let him?
Well, you know, Shep, I don't really think that we've seen evidence that that's what he's trying to do. I know that's what their defense attorneys are saying, but what has he really done? He hasn't questioned a few victims. What is he going to question them on? The fact that he shot them is not in dispute. The fact that they sustained injuries is not in dispute. What is it exactly his defense attorneys would do differently? I don't really know.
Yeah, frankly, I don't either. I mean, they've got enough evidence. But then every time I think about they have enough evidence, I remember Rockingham to Bundy. But there is a different situation here.
Well, there have been several individuals like Hassan who have murdered innocent civilians, and they have represented themselves successfully. And, you know, the here in Washington, D.C., we have John Muhammad, who was put to death. He represented himself until he asked for assistance. Right now, Hassan is not asking for assistance, and I don't see any evidence that he needs assistance.
888-302-3684. All right, so Kenny, as you monitor facebook.com/Good Day Show or at Good Day Show on Twitter, what are people saying about the trial of this guy or the interest? The angst from my perspective is that, yeah, we're continuing to pay this guy when he admitted that he's done it. So it's one of those not weird but inconsistent things that makes you angry about how the rules are used or why the rule even exists. Why isn't there an exception to the rule, right?
Yeah, the only comment I see so far is from Molly. She says it's time to call the Fort Hood attack what it is, terrorism.
Huh. See, I don't think that it was. Although he has said on a couple of occasions, you don't understand the Muslim thinking, right? Didn't he say something like that earlier this week
or last week?
Something
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
What's to understand about killing all those innocent people? 888-302-3684. Here's host Deanna Moore with military analyst Jeff Atticott. They talk about why the government has to continue with this trial again. Pretty much the same point of view. Well, not point of view, but different point of view on the same issue that Shepard Smith was just talking about.
This is an amazing just scene that's unveiling itself before us down in the Texas courtroom.
Well, yeah, it really should be no surprise to anyone that's been following this case that knows that he's a jihadist. I mean, if you buy into the Obama narrative that, oh, no, he's just a disgruntled employee, it's like, oh, my golly, how could he say that? He doesn't care about the trial. He doesn't care about being found guilty. He views this trial as an opportunity to promote jihad. So in his opening statement, he made that very clear. I'm proud of what I did. It's justified. And so what a great defense, you know, I'm the guy.
I'm confused by this. So if you stand there and you're representing yourself and you admit to a packed courtroom that you're the guy, why do you move the trial forward? He's just admitted guilt.
Well, he has, but the government has to bring witnesses forward to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Hassan murdered those people because he's facing the death penalty. If it was not a death penalty case, then he could put a guilty plea in and, you know, that would be it. He'd just go to the sentencing phase. But because he's facing the death penalty, the government still has to go ahead and put on witnesses. They've got, you know, slated for over 200 live witnesses to give testimony about various aspects of these murders.
I was watching the coverage last night as all the different news channels were bringing it together, and it's a very visual element that you're bringing out of that courtroom. First, Hassan himself, and he's actually in a wheelchair because he was shot, if I recall, from one of the police that were responding to the scene, correct?
Yes, he was shot a couple of times and paralyzed from the waist down. And so he's going to be in that condition for the rest of his life.
So we've got that visual element, and then you have the visual element that he is interrogating on the witness stand a gentleman that he had actually shot 7 times. This person had been working in the processing center, and I'm seeing visual pictures of him recuperating in the hospital. You shot 7 times. That's some major damage to your body.
That is, but you know, you can expect as the trial goes forward, he's not going to do a whole lot of cross-examination of individuals because, again, he's already admitted that he committed the killings. So in his mind, he's not going to go into, you know, what did you see, what did you hear. the government's going to establish that. Most of the cross-examination he's done is trying to slip in jihad propaganda. When he talked about one individual that saw him getting prayers at the mosque, he started talking about Islam and what mm-hmm. does prayers mean and how you call the prayer. So it's really irrelevant.
It's a soapbox.
Yeah, it's a circus.
It is a circus, and it's pretty frustrating to see people that work hard to pay their taxes have to continue to pay this guy. Let's face it, there are a lot of things that are going on in government that are really very distressing and distracting, at least for me when I analyze whatever I pay in taxes and when you analyze what you pay in taxes, to see where it goes. The more you dig around and you look at some of these crazy programs that don't seem to make any sense. How'd they come to be? Why isn't there an exception? Why can't we change the rule? Why are we wasting this kind of money? It is. It's extraordinarily frustrating. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. The situation with Mr. Putin and Mr. Obama, cancellation of that, and probably some input from those of you who want to be heard on it. 888-302-DOUG, as the Doug Stephan Good Day program on Friday continues.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school? Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it? Of course you would. The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations, and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
All right, that's. I was just reading a story, Kenny. You'll appreciate this. Earlier this week, Sylvester Stallone slammed Bruce Willis for being greedy and lazy And now he was offered $3 million for 4 days' work on the Expendables 3, but he wanted $1 million a day and decided that he didn't want So, Harrison Ford, that's silly. Come on, you guys. Meanwhile, back in the rank, speaking of come on, you guys, this week the president said he's not going to meet with Vladimir Putin in Russia next week. Here's radio host Joel Riley talking to military analyst and historian Colonel Pete Mansour about that.
We've got the president who says we're kind of like back to Cold War status with Russia. Most recent development, he says he's not going to meet with the Soviet President Vladimir Putin. In your opinion, right move?
I think so. The president famously said he was going to reset relations with Russia, and he attempted to do that. They've worked out a new START treaty. They allowed U.S. Supplies to go into Afghanistan through Russia. We helped Russia join the World Trade Organization, and they agreed to some sanctions on Iran. But since that time, the relations have grown considerably chillier. The Kremlin, of course, is backing Bashar al-Assad in the Syrian civil war. They've thrown out American aid and democracy organizations. They've cracked down on internal opposition. And this is pretty much ever since Putin came back into power. And, you know, the icing on the cake was their granting of asylum to Edward Snowden. It was just sort of the final straw that that broke the camel's back, if you will.
Yeah, and I guess sometimes I feel like leading by example, you know, there's like the old school ground, you know, idea that don't stoop to their level, be the bigger person. Does that not work here? If the president decides to go ahead and meet with Putin, does that not set an example that the world could see?
Well, on the other hand, they would meet, they'll agree on nothing, and then the press would trumpet how there's a Cold War because they couldn't agree on anything. So I think it was the right thing for the president to lower the relations a notch. The secretaries of state and defense will still meet with their counterparts, and we'll go from there.
Militarily, is that the crux of the issue, do you think? Or is it much more to do with the Snowden granting asylum, being granted asylum?
I think it's a variety of things. We've reached out to Russia, and they just have not responded. Most recently, the president wanted to negotiate even deeper reductions in nuclear weapons, and it got kind of the cold shoulder from Moscow. And I think more important than the Snowden issue is Russia's support for the Syrian president and the Syrian civil war, which is doing great damage to the Middle East.
All right, so now we have a sampling of some of the talk radio folks listening to programs, their thoughts on this cancellation.
I agree with President Obama's decision not to attend the meeting with President Putin. I think that because of how he treated us, not only with Snowden allowing him asylum, but also he's no longer allowing Americans to adopt Russian citizens. So there's other issues also that are involved, I think, in President Obama's decision not to meet with Putin. He is attending the summit, so it's not like he's not attending at all. And I think that it's obvious that sometimes that they just don't like each other. I don't think, if you look at their meetings, it looks like they just don't like each other. I don't think it's about them, you know, diplomatically, but I just don't think that they kind of dislike. I kind of think they just don't like each other.
You know, the stupidity of canceling the meeting between our Russian counterparts is so monumental. You not only have you empowered Edward Snowden, who I support, by the way, and we should be getting a ticker tape parade to, for his actions in defending the Constitution and the rule of law when it comes to governments becoming tyrannical, but it also demonstrates that the United States government is now controlled by the state of Israel and the Zionist fascist regime, which is essentially acting like a minder to the President of the United States and dancing him around like a puppet.
I think President Obama is doing the right thing by not going to meet with the one-on-one with Putin. And another thing with Snow, Mr. Snow was so right in putting that stuff out. Why didn't he take a stand and stay here?
There you go. Put your foot down. 888-302-3684. Let's see what we have up next. We'll figure it out in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler. This is the Good Day program, and overviewing a lot of things that are being discussed, the important stories of the day, more in detail. A lot of the things as we move through the morning, this program's on 6 hours a day, so there's a lot of chances for us to take different shots at different stories and things that are intriguing. There always are people who want to talk about the president, and it's mostly a people-driven business, Kenny, don't you think? I mean, our conversations are about people and what they do. So here is, as we look back at the week, one of the things that seemed to come right up and sort of slap us in the face was the demolition of the home in Cleveland where Ariel Castro had those women. What I don't understand is what host Mike Trevisano, who's in Cleveland, brings up, the FBI being present at the demolition to keep people from stealing stuff. Why the heck are they there instead of the local police?
I don't know why. I'm sitting there watching Ariel Castro's house be demolished. Okay? All right. There's a bazillion Cleveland cops there, and the FBI. Now, I understand they got to block the street off because they're tearing down a house and the dump trucks are coming down. They're loading the dump trucks with all the debris from the house and all that. I understand all that, okay. But the FBI agents and the cops are there. Here's the reason, the main reason they're there. So no one takes any of the trash, the rubble, the debris from the house being ripped down, and sells it on eBay. God's truth. That's what they reported today. Would you buy shingles, a window, a 2x4, drywall, bricks, part of the front steps from Ariel Castro's house on eBay? Would you do that? And if you did, what would you do with it? Would you, like, put it in your family room, a 2x4, and then when people come over, you go, you see that 2x4 on my mantle? That's from Ariel Castro's house. You know, technically, in my mind, that makes you as sick as he does, as he is. The FBI was there to make sure no one took anything. A 2x4, drywall, a brick. Because they didn't want it being sold on eBay. Would you buy that on eBay? Be honest with me and call me. Let me go to Chuck here. Chuck, you're in the air, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got two roofing shingles that blew off my house about 3 hours ago. I'm going to sell them on eBay as from Ariel Castro's house.
Yeah, how would they know? Do you get a certificate of authenticity or something?
I'll sign them.
Yeah, the FBI was there today, so no one took anything.
Yeah, did they keep their eyes on the truck drivers as they left?
No one knows where they're dumping the stuff that people could go get it then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was an easy paycheck for law enforcement. That's the reason why they were there.
Oh, now stop that. Now the cops don't show up there to get a paycheck. They're put there by the mayor or the police chief.
Yes, that's true.
Now you're wrong. Now apologize. Apologize. He hung up. You're in the air.
Hey, me personally, no. I would never buy anything from something of that, you know, that with what went on there. It just, you know, it sickens me. I want to get as far away from it. But
here's my question. So if you buy like a 2x4,
yeah,
on eBay, do you, like, when people come over, do you show it to them and brag?
Me personally, no. But like you always say, Mike, I'm living in a world like you that I don't understand. It surprises me.
Rich, you're in the air, Rich.
No, I think it's pretty sick to go ahead and buy something like that on eBay. But I tell you what, I'd sell it.
At least the guy's honest. The FBI was there to protect the debris that was being ripped down in Ariel Castro's house, so no one sold it on eBay.
See, I find him to be an entertaining... Most of the time I listen to him, he sounds like a Dems, Dads, D's, and Does guy. Mike Trevisano is his name, but he's really got an interesting... He asks the right question, and he does it in such a way that people chuckle. I mean, think about it. What would you do with a brick that you bought on eBay? Oh, I'm going to put it on the mantle in my living room. What the hell for? Hey. All right, so anyway, that's fun. Speaking of fun, a Minnesota man came forward yesterday to claim part of the $448 million Powerball jackpot. His name was Paul White, one of three winners. There are a couple of other tickets that were sold in New Jersey. White said at a news conference he's been mocked by his family for playing the lottery for years, insisting he would win one day. He gets $149 million. So who's mocking him now? I wanted to be my new best friend, don't you? Huh?
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So that's the story.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.